I'm Rick Smith, and this is Labor History in Two. On this day in labor history, the year was 1914. That was the day that President Woodrow Wilson signed the Seamen's Act into law. The act was in part a response to the tragic sinking of the Titanic. The International Seamen's Union was demanding changes to the working conditions at sea. The job of a seaman required long times away from home and tough physical labor. The workers had few rights. The union found a friend in Senator Robert La Follette of Wisconsin. He championed a new law that set guidelines for basic safety and decent working conditions for those who sailed under the American flag. The act set the work week at a maximum of 56 hours. It established holidays for non-essential crew. The law also improved working conditions by setting standards for cleanliness and safety on board. It abolished the practice of jailing seamen that tried to desert the ship. It required that seamen be paid half of their wages during the voyage. The practice had been to withhold wages to ensure the workers did not desert the ships at port. The new law also required that 16 square feet of space be given to each worker for sleeping. It also mandated that ships should have adequate lifeboats. These last two provisions angered the ship owners because it meant there would be less space on board for cargo. Finally, the law gave seamen the right to organize into unions. Senator La Follette described the negative reaction of the owners to his law by observing, "Already, the masters of the seas are beginning to threaten dire vengeance." The act was a major victory for the rights of labor on the high seas. Labor History in Two brought to you by the Illinois Labor History Society and the Rick Smith Show. For more information, go to laborhistoryin2.com.